Welcome to WPPM.org, WPPM 106.5 FM, and the Pacifica National Public Radio Network. This is AD Amorosi's Theater in the Round. My next guests are actor-deviser Desi P. Shelton, director Ozzie Jones, and actor and new artistic director at Camden Repertory Theater, China Michelle. They're here discussing child support, Desi P. Shelton's new work at Camden Repertory Theater on Mechanic Street. Thank you all for being here. This is not the first time we've talked. We were discussing Unfinished Women. Tell me a little bit about how a work such as Unfinished Women and a work such as Child Support defines not only who you are, but the mission of Camden Rep. And Desi, I'd like to start with you.
Great. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? Thank you so much for having me. I know that's what we're supposed to say. That is a great question. Unfinished Women represents, like, you know, Black women come in all shapes, sizes, educational levels, and I'm in Camden. And it is my goal to be able to put out work that speaks to the different levels and different sections of Black women that we have here in Camden. It's also a personal representation of me, right? So I'm graduated from Sarah Lawrence. I have a master's degree and all that, blah, blah, blah. So that's the educated part of me. That's the Aisha Rahman in me that I want to make sure that the playwrights, their names do not die. That's why we do an Unfinished Women and we dust them off the shelves and we put them out there to say, no, you will not die on my watch. And then we have a Child Support because I keep my ears to the ground in the hood and I listen to see what are the issues that are dying to be talked about in our community. What are the issues that make us, all right, if you care about this, then you say, I am not invisible as a Black woman. And that's very important for me to say, if we ignore what you're dealing with, it's easy to make you invisible. But if we have to bring it to the forefront and speak about it, then you're not invisible and you matter. So that's where the child support comes in. And so many people are affected. So many children. I was just looking up the stats. I don't know why I don't have these memorized because I've got enough memorizing my lines. Children that are in the child support system across the country. So obviously this is something, an issue that America has to deal with. And it's a way for me to say, can we re-examine the lens in which we are looking at this system? Because I think that it is archaic and it needs to be unearthed and dealt with on a political level, emotional levels, and at the family, the Black families. Let's look at this. Let's put it out there and let's look at it.
China, as someone who represents Camden Repertory Theater, how does these works define what it is your mission there and define you?
I think every time I take on or am a part of a Camden Rep production in any capacity, I definitely learn something new. There are issues that I didn't even know were issues that Miss Desi, I think even as a personality, brings to the forefront that I wouldn't even have thought about or thought twice about, but that are so prominent in not only Camden, but also just so many urban communities. So I think that it definitely attributes to my depth as a person, I would say.
Ozzie, do you want to tackle this? How does the work that Camden Rep does define you, especially a work like Child Support?
Well, I mean, in my case, this has been a very long journey with me and Des. So, like, I've been present for all of it. So, like, I remember talking about this trilogy with her before she had named and written all of it. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I've been with her where she was talking about Camden Rep before she named it Camden. You know what I mean? I kind of defined myself as an artist with her. Like, I had been doing it before we met, but in terms of what my aesthetic and vision is, I think Des would agree. At least I feel safe to say that's something we did together. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've had a very August and Lloyd relationship the whole time. So her aesthetic is in many ways my aesthetic, and I think vice versa. And very much child support just feels like another extension of that, but a larger extension of that, because both of us are getting better. And I think that Des, I mean, she's always had a really good idea of what her voice and mission was, but I think she has found her aesthetic voice in this in a way. Like, one of the things I've been saying to her a lot through this process is that I think her life is going to change behind this, not just because of what it's about, but how it's executed. And again, it's like both of our missions and, you know, AD, I've known you for a long time too. Education and art for me are the same thing. And they always have been. Like, Des, when we start working with China, what was she, 13? Something like that. So this teenager that we worked with and that, you know, I helped her do her audition for NYU, then she got into NYU, then she graduated from NYU, and then she directed me in Unfinished Women, and now she's in this. Like, that whole community to classroom to the studio to the stage to colleague process that was a part of the Black Arts Movement has been my aesthetic the whole time, is Des's aesthetic the whole time. And this is just another extension of that happening, which has been happening with us for like 25 years at this point.
Desi, child support touches on the harsh realities of money as well as emotion. I remember I killed my baby's daddy as being something a little more figurative, in that it was about slaughtering the feelings for the father of your child. Can you tell me, is child support more literal, or is it also, does it also still benefit from the figurative relationships?
I think that when we get to the second half of it, it does lean into the figurative part. Wouldn't you agree, Ozzy, with the games? I think it definitely.
Absolutely. Yes. I think stylistically, it's definitely, well, we can't even say that because there's a bunch of different styles. You switch styles in this more than you ever have in a show before.
Yeah. As a writer, I was interested in trying the form. I wanted that George C. Wolfe in Colored Museum form as a writer. And I used that as my skeleton and also as my nod to him. What he did, how he just totally changed the game. So I do, in the first half is regular me. And then when we go into the child support game, you see the form switch. So, but it is part figurative, and it's also rooted and grounded in a literal sense, that where we talk about the laws, and we are talking about the 13.2 million children that's on a child support system in 2021, and the $1.38 billion that welfare tried to recover in child support fees. So we're talking about all of those things. So I wouldn't say that it's figurative.
A question for both of you. Fiscal responsibility, broken systems, single motherhood, the fact that you just rattled off some numbers at me. How do you make this theater? How does this become the work of great drama? Because I've seen you do it before. So I don't know, but I don't want to like try to talk about your process, both of you, all of you. How do you make this theater?
Des, let me take this one first. So that's a great question. And I think you just got to the core of the aesthetic of the piece. To not oversimplify, the actual point of the piece is that the child support system, the family structure system has all in the United States become theater. That it is actually a game. That it is actually a game show that people are playing in their actual living room. So, I mean, not to give it away for the audience, but what happens is you're sitting in a row home, like you're sitting in a home, and then right before your eyes, that home becomes the set of a Burbank, California game show. And it asks the question, actually the play asks the question in the opposite direction. As opposed to how do we make it theater, the question is, how do we stop making our homes theater? How do we stop making our homes a game and a game show? Because one of the things she says with the play is making this a game is the making this a show is the easiest thing in the world because it is a show. The end is really about how does the show end and we actually get to having real conversation with each other. So that's why I just thought that was really interesting, because that's really, that question you asked is really what I think we try to execute with the play, is to highlight the game, the performance that has become the way people deal with their exes, the way people drag their children into the court system, how you have to communicate with a judge, how to, like, all of this is like this performative, you know, almost like, it's very much actually, and Des and I didn't talk about this directly in rehearsal, but it's very much like Jean Genet's The Blacks. Jean Genet has this great play called The Blacks, a Clown Show. And he also has this one called The Balcony. And particularly in The Balcony is really about, you know, these sort of regular people that play this weird sex, like, performance game where they pretend to be bishops and leaders in the community. And it's like this weird game that they play with each other as opposed to just having real conversation. And that really, I think, is what Des was letting both of us were trying to get at with this work.
What can you say behind that? I think he nailed it. Like, I can't come behind him and say anything better than that. I just added, he said, playing games in our homes. And the only thing I would add in that is, and our children's lives. Our children's lives in this cycle of poverty, in this cycle of dad hating, I hate my dad. So then your child ends up hating their dad and the cycle continues. And with this brokenness, this cycle of, like my managing director said, this deep to the bone poverty, this deep to the bone bitterness and resentment that can come out of a system like this.
China, as an actor within child support and the associate artistic director of the Camden Repertory Theater, how do you think child supports? I see now I'm sticking on this game show thing because you really nailed me. That's a beautiful, I can't wait to see this. How do you think this plays out? How do you think you play out within it?
How do I feel? Wow. I think, if I want to start with Muff herself, I think there's so much miscommunication, it seems like, between her as like one generation and her mom, which is another generation. And I think that there's something about the way that Ajani, Muff's mom, doesn't talk directly about the situation or just is honest with Muv about the situation, that would solve a lot of things. I think both ways it goes that way. Like, they were both just honest, and potentially that would make the process or whatever is going on within the home a lot easier. So I do think it is there a lot of miscommunication. I think as the artistic, as the new artistic director, I'm learning a lot of things, but I thought it was sick. I think even seeing it come from Ms. Desi's mind is, and seeing it like come into fruition is crazy. I guess, again, coming from sort of like that younger generation, or just like a generation who wouldn't have thought about child support in this sort of way as something that's breaking up homes or causing trauma in children or causing wedges in relationships, it definitely opened my eyes to a lot of things that I wouldn't have seen prior. So I think I'm still working, if I'm honest, I'm still working through all of these connections, because it didn't quite come for me, nor is it something that I'm familiar with in my own life.
Yeah, she struggled with Muff for a while, like in the development. Yeah. Muff, she struggled with Muff in rehearsal almost to the end. And then she had a major breakthrough. I don't know what happened, but she had a major breakthrough. And then after she had the breakthrough, that character took off and it shifted the whole dynamics of the show. After I feel, if I could be honest, after I felt she stopped judging Muff and stopped trying to say, like, wait a minute, this isn't making sense. Like, okay, hold on again. And when it clicked, something clicked within her, and everyone saw, like, oh my gosh, she has embodied this character and helped me understand lines. And even the composer, Jamal Dickerson, was like, wow, she helped me understand lines that I hadn't heard, that I didn't understand before, how she embodied that character once it clicked.
Very, 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 very nice. Actor-deviser Desi P. Shelton, director Ozzie Jones, actor and associate artistic director China Michelle. It's Child Support at the Camden Repertory Theater on Mechanic Street in Camden, New Jersey. As always, I thank you for being part of A.D. Amorosi's Theater in the Round. You three are great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure to sit and talk with you about theater and what's going on artistically in Camden and what's going on at Camden Rep. So come on out, eat some fried chicken with us, get a glass of wine with us, and let's talk about these issues that are plaguing our country.
Thank you. I shall. And thank you for being part of WPPM.org, WPPM 106.5, and the Pacifica National Public Radio Network. This is A.D. Amorosi's Theater in the Round. I'll see you next week.